WOT Mobile. Escape while you were not look while they weren't looking. W2T stationary.
Yeah, they every once in a while I get the snake out of something, you know. So yeah, they weren't looking. I saw a door cracked open and I ran right through it. So I'm free.
Well, that's good. That means you're done working for the day, right?
That'd be right. How are you doing today, Rusty?
Well, I'm recovering. I was down in Florida to be with my sister for a couple of weeks and had to have emergency gallbladder surgery this past week.
I hate to hear that. How you doing? Is that recovery going smoothly?
Well, except that I overdid myself today, but, you know, I got to learn to do things like that.
Hardest part about any of that stuff is they tell you, you know, sit still, don't do this, don't do that, and it's all the fun stuff that you normally do want to do, and you get bored sitting there, and you feel like, hey, this isn't going to hurt nothing, and then all the next thing you know, yeah, probably should have done that.
Well, basically, all I did was I went and walked around from Walmart for about 20 minutes, and then went to Publix and spent about 30 minutes there. And I guess that's what took care of all of it, you know?
Yep, it's one of those things. I mean, it's you want to get out and, you know, exercise is good for you, but in that case, it's probably best just to try to keep it on the low key. But, man, I hope it's a speedy recovery, that's for sure.
Well, I've got a follow-up appointment with my doctor on my doctor here in town. And, of course, this all occurred down in Florida. So, and I've got an appointment with my doctor on Thursday for a follow-up, so we'll see what he has to say about it.
I'm glad it worked out for you. At least it sounds like it's moving in that direction. You know, one of those things about going out of town, I've always tried to kind of plan ahead just in the event that something were to happen and somebody in the family needed to go to the hospital. Doing that out of town is just not fun at all.
No, and of course, you know, and of course, my insurance, I'm sure, is going to give me, well, I'd say that I think they're going to give me some hassle, but I'm not so sure about that because so far I've gotten approval. We got approval. I heard about the approval for several things that were scheduled. So I figure that, you know, I'll find out all of the good things or bad things when it all comes up towards the end of the month.
Those insurance surprises that'll get you. But that's good you got the approvals moving on some other things already. So that's, yeah, like you said, that's a good sign, at least that things are progressing in your favor on that. But, yeah, man, that's nothing but a hassle. And but at least, you know, hey, you were at a place where you could get some help and were able to get it. So, you know, at the end of the day, that's what counts.
Oh, yeah, that was it. And needless to say, I got what I needed and went in. Hospital. The EMS took me to the emergency room on Monday night about midnight at 4 o'clock Tuesday afternoon after I had been ultrasound on the gallbladder, ultrasound on my heart, retested again for COVID-19. And then they finally, everything fell into place, and at 4 o'clock they did the dirty deed, and next thing I knew, I was back in my room in the hospital bed. So, you know, that's the way that went.
What'd they have to do, like test you for COVID like 6 different times?
Well, no, they only did one test, but, and of course, first part of September, I'd been tested twice and came back with negative COVID and never having had COVID. So, but that's one of the things, if you're going into surgery down there, their hospital requires it. The only problem is the person that was doing the testing didn't quite read all the notices on the order that was sent over to, for the test. So instead of doing the stat test, which means they had to have it right away, they just put it into the regular 3-day rotation of it, you know?
Yeah, buddy. It's, yep, I'm telling you, man, that's part of the whole not wanting to have to deal with that out-of-town situation. Man, what a way to screw that up, huh?
Yeah, it was. But anyway, we got it all done and everything, and once again, I tested, you know, as negative on COVID and never having, didn't have it, hadn't had it. So I've been behaving myself, you know, on that end. And the 3 days, and I spent, I went to the hospital at midnight Monday. About 4 o'clock Thursday afternoon, my sister picked me up, took me back to her house. And Hartburg in 3 2-hour sessions coming back on Monday. So, you know, it is what it is, and I'm home.
KC4SKD. ND7J Mobile.
I've been working on my radio here. I've had trouble with the antenna. I just wondered how the radio is doing.
We got somebody doubling with you, Larry. KC4SKD, try again. I think you're pretty good on it, but go ahead and try again. This W2T.
This KC4SKD testing. How's the radio sound?
Like you're sitting in my front yard, then everything, while someone not doubling with you, works a whole lot better. But you're sounding good, Larry.
Good. I've got the radio sitting on a 5-gallon bucket out here in the yard, hooked straight to the feed line coming down to the antenna. So I got no SWR here, so I'm going to take you back in the house and see how it sounds. Sorry to hear you've had a rough time, Rusty, but anyway, I'll turn it back to you, and I hope y'all have a good rest of the day. Thank you for helping me check the radio. KC4SKD.
ND7J Mobile.
Yeah, I heard you in there, Bob, when you were in there. And Larry, see you later. Thanks for saying, and I'm you know, percolating along. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, were you ill?
I can say that. I was rushed to the hospital about by midnight on Monday night of last week, and at 4 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon, they removed my gallbladder. They did an ultrasound on it and said it was bleeding, so they needed to get it out of there, and they did.
No more greasy foods for you.
No more real greasy foods. The doctor said, be very careful in what I do, so I am following that, eating a lot of fruit, eating a lot of lean stuff, lean meat, things like that, nothing really greasy. And since I do a lot of air frying, that makes things a little bit easier there, too. So, anyway, and are you just getting off work, Bob, or you at home right now?
Hey, home. We're working on a deck this last couple days. We will be for the next few days, so, but anyway, I heard you talking about driving home from Spartanburg or something from the hospital. I figured something was going on.
Well, the doctor allowed me to leave Jacksonville. I was coming back from Jacksonville. I've been down in Florida for a couple of weeks with my sister and was getting ready Monday to be able to come home on Wednesday of that week. Didn't work out, so, I ended up staying there almost another week, 3 weeks instead of 2 weeks.
Spider attack in Florida.
Roger, roger.
Well, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun, but anyway, Sandra had to have her gallbladder out, and it has forced her eating habits to change a great deal. It started out a little bit less, and then progressively got to the point where she just has to really stay away from all of the oily substances, be it whatever.
I've already started changing my diet, so I got to follow up with my doctor on Thursday of this week, and he'll be reviewing with me everything, and also the fact of the results of the hospitalization and everything, because they were sending the all of my records up here yesterday, so they got him in, so I'll be able to review him with him on Thursday.
You're back to normal, and I had my cataract surgery on both eyes over the last about 3 weeks, so that's done and over with. And they made me get COVID tested once before each eye, so there you have it.
But I'd only been tested twice the first of last month and was clear both times, and they still did another test before they would do the surgery on Tuesday. So it is the regulations as they say them, and you got to follow them. And on TOD, I didn't mean to leave you out. Come on in.
I'm getting a little scratchy out of here. I must be coming down Mason Road. But anyway, glad you're feeling well.
It's been a while, so I hope you've been doing okay.
I haven't heard you around. Well, of course, you've been in Florida, but I hadn't heard you much, so thought I'd say hello at the same time.
Okay, that was a double, but I got most everything you had to say, Bob, and TOD, I didn't get yours, so I'll let you have it again. Talk to you later, Bob. TOD, go ahead.
TMKK4, POT, hey, man, I'm in the good to catch up with you. So I'm gonna hop out of here, get some gas, and do a little shopping here. So 7-3 to everybody. Have a great day. KK4 POT.
Hey, good to hear you, Tim. I haven't heard you in a long time either, so glad to hear you. And you were in and out, but it's probably me where I'm at. But anyway, good to hear you both. I'm pulling down the road, so I'll catch you both later. ND7J mobile.
All right, catch both of you after a while. W2T clear.
TKF4DLZ. Hey, Rusty.
Good neighborhood.
It sure did. How are you, Rusty? Glad to hear you on the radio today. How's your stomach doing?
Well, as I said a while ago to somebody, I did a little bit too much walking today, so right now I'm just sitting here taking it easy, sitting shifting back and forth between my radio and my computer, so, you know, worked a bunch of FT8 this afternoon on 40 and 30, and so right now I'm just messing around on the computer and posting some QSL cards and things like that, so, and look, how come you weren't there last night?
I had sent George an email and left a message on voicemail. Issues with the grandchildren, could not get there. He apparently did not get that until afterwards. I had sent him that. I called him and sent him a text right around 5 o'clock, and unfortunately he didn't get it. I thought he had that. Issues with grandchildren. My grandson actually had to be tested for COVID. Fortunately, it was a rapid test. It came back negative, thank goodness. And my granddaughter at the same time had a bad urinary tract infection, so we were battling with that and getting them back and forth to, urgent care, and I was hoodwinked into grandchildren duty, watching the kids there while Mama could go ahead and get them back and forth.
Oh, I can understand that. I can understand that. My sister had to deal with taking care of my dog for the 3 days I was in the hospital. Neither my sister nor the dog were happy.
There you go. I'm sorry I required a 3-day stint there for you, but they're happy. The surgeon's happy with everything so far?
Yeah, everything so far, and all. But they kept me an extra day for the simple fact that on Wednesday morning they put me on for the Wednesday morning I was on a liquid diet only. And then at lunchtime they said I could add some soft foods to it. I ordered a couple of items off the soft foods menu, and one was a vegetable and rice soup, the other was a grilled cheese sandwich, and the other thing was a diet soda. And I was good on the soup. Diet soda didn't bother me, but after two swallows of the grilled cheese sandwich, I threw it all back up. So they put me back on the liquid diet for supper that night and supper the next. And I didn't feel like eating anything that night. I just got a soda to drink. And then Thursday morning, we tried it again, and everything seemed to work better on Thursday morning. So they took out the drain and sent me home.
good news. I've got a brand new little HT here. It's one of them Chinese Bofang, if I pronounce it correct, or Bifang, or however it's pronounced. I'm sitting here in my house. How am I hitting a repeater with this little Chinese HT?
Well, you've got white noise on your signal, but you're perfectly readable, Al.
And you sound just perfect yourself. You must be on your outside antenna today.
Oh, yeah, I don't have anything but an outside antenna on my 2-meter rig here at the house. And all the one in the car, of course, has the mobile antenna on it. But I've got an antenna here that is a pretty good one. I've had it up ever since I've been a ham here. And somebody gave it to me, and it's been working like a charm ever since. And I haven't found any reason to do anything but take it back down one time and straighten the upper part of the antenna and then put it back in the air. And it still worked even when it was bent.
Well, Rusty, I'm so glad to hear you on the rig here today on the radio, and also that things are going well for you. And I will catch you on net tonight if you're going to be around.
Well, I've got a Zoom meeting that starts at 6 o'clock my time, and we got people from all over the United States that are involved in it. So I'm not sure if I'll be through in time to check into the net right at 7. I may be a little bit late checking into it, but I should be back there. But I should be on there before it closes. So if you're sitting there listening and you don't hear me check in relatively early, let George know that I'm on another net, and I'll check in in a Zoom meeting, and I'll get there as soon as I can.
Well, Rusty, W2T, KF4DLT. Good speaking with you, buddy.
All right, talk to you later. KF4DLT, W2T clear.
Okay, need testing.